Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Students interviewed teachers to learn about how they blend their culture and traditions with American culture. This podcast highlights voices from John Muir Elementary School and tells the story of a unique multicultural school community.
Ms. Susan Wong is a counselor at John Muir Elementary School. We talked to her about culture and family. She has a blended culture. She talked about what her family celebrates. She even told us what her family likes to eat on holidays.
My family celebrates the fact that we are Jewish with some different traditions, like on Hanukkah, we celebrate by lighting the candles on the menorah each day. We celebrate with food. We like to make brisket and latkes, which are like fried potato pancakes, which we put either sour cream or applesauce on. And we like to give each other gifts.
Miss Wong has a multicultural family. Now she explores more kinds of foods and more holidays.
I also married into a family who celebrates Chinese culture, and we also celebrate with food like wonton soup and dumplings, and we celebrate Lunar New Year. So I have two different cultures that are now part of my family that we like to celebrate.
Miss Wong thinks of American culture as a place for all different kinds of people. She also talked about popular trends that people like and think of as American.
I think that American culture is a blend of so many different types of cultures. That's what I think is so beautiful about America, is that it's filled with people who come from all different places, speak different languages, eat different foods, and have a bunch of different beautiful traditions. But then I do think there is also an American culture that a lot of people find important in America, which would be like whatever is really popular at the moment. So certain types of music, certain types of TikTok dances, certain toys, like Pokemon cards that people have. So like whatever is really in at the moment can also be what I think of as American culture.
Miss Wong talked about hard things that are going on around the U.S. There are people that are not respecting other people's values.
The thing that I've seen as I've gotten older with American culture in general is politics have become something that's really influenced American culture, and there's been a lot of like disagreements, or with politics, it seems like everyone kind of is picking apart different people in different cultures, and there's been a lot of different people and cultures that have felt unsafe or like people have treated them unkind, so.
However, being at John Muir Elementary, Miss Wong feels a strong sense of community. She shared about the importance of learning about so many cultures at school.
I feel super lucky to work at John Muir because I've been able to learn so much about so many different cultures and religions and languages and traditions and holidays. And, you know, I want that for my family as well. So I want to not only have the pieces of my family and my culture that are important, but also make sure that we show that we value all of the different cultures that we're surrounded by and teach others about ours and make sure that we're learning about other people's as well.
This project was about Miss Wong's multicultural family. It was interesting to hear about Miss Wong talk about different foods, holidays, and culture. It was important for her to share what she thinks about American culture. we learned you can be proud of your culture.
Exploring our cultural backgrounds, Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Special thanks to John Muir Elementary School teachers, Sylvie Kovnat, Tracy Thompson, and Willie Seidenstricker, Seattle Education Foundation, Harvest Foundation, and Washington State Arts Commission. Carlos Nieto and Jenny Cecil Moore were Jack Straw teaching artists. Original music by William Chapman Niaho, created through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.